You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And guys, this is episode number 497. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for spending a few minutes of it with us. Appreciate it.
We definitely do appreciate it. Also appreciate the continued support from our friends at videoblocks.com, which you know is a subscription-based site where you can get copyright-free audio, video, motion graphics, sound waves, clips, whatever you need. Right now, Videoblocks is offering you 7 days of a free trial to let you check everything out, peruse it, and just kind of see what is in there. See if you can use it either for your productions, your social media videos, or whatever you want to use it for. Just check out videoblocks.com/drone to take advantage of that. But anyway, on to the question today, which is brought to you by our book, droneyoubook.com. Name of that book is Living the Drone Life. Let's hear it, Rob.
Hello, Drone You dudes. This is Eric from Houston, Texas. Just joined the Drone You community and enjoying all the resources and videos on your site, downloading and watching all of those and learning a lot. Thank you for that. My question is about drone conferences. I just visited the Drone World Expo in November out in California, and it was fun. It was a good conference, but it was kind of small. I was just wondering, do you guys have a recommendation for the top two or three best drone conferences in the U.S.? Appreciate the answer. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Eric, for the question. Appreciate it, guys. If you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com. Get those in. We love hearing from you guys. There's a lot of drone conferences, Paul.
There are, and just like we've said with drone businesses, we are going to see a big fall off this year because people are finally realizing that a lot of these are overhyped. There's one conference I haven't been to that I really want to go to that I think is worthy of being on this good conferences list.
Okay.
And that is the SUAS News Conference. It's the one run by... Patrick Egan, who I've known now for 4 years. And, you know, you'll find that Egan is a little pessimistic at best, to say.
So make your own judgments.
But the information that he has is gold. Okay. So a lot of people are like, he's so negative. And it's like, he's negative because he's tired of seeing the same song and dance over and over again. You know, he's just...
He's
voicing his opinion, and honestly, I don't blame him. This world
it wears you down a little bit, yeah. Right?
I don't blame Egan whatsoever.
I feel you.
What's the other guy who writes for him? Gary Mortimer. Never met that guy. They put out good info.
Okay, so why this conference, and what is it about it that you like, or what is it about in period?
What do I like about it? It's very oriented towards information to drive the future of the industry. They have real industry players in there. It's not overhyped. The people who do go, it's a huge, big value add. It's very focused on industrial purposes, legislative things, associations that are actually doing things. My point is that they're very aware of all the BS associations that have been started. They're very aware of all the BS conferences that have been started. And Patrick Egan of SUAS News is just hyper-focused on making sure that their quality and standard is higher than the other ones. And I just know that from people that have gone and also just kind of talking with him. There are some conferences that I would never go to ever again. And in fact, after going to CES, there were a few people who asked me if I had gone to these conferences last year, and we decided to not do them last year. And they were like, we should have listened to you. You were smart. Like, that was a good idea. A couple of the conferences, the IDE, that's the one, the International Drone Expo, that's the one down in Los Angeles.
Which I think is the one that Eric said that he went to, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yep. And that one is a total joke. It's run by UAVSA. And I'm not trying to throw you guys under the bus, but do something for our industry like you say you do. I don't mean to be blunt or harsh, but let's be
real.
Will
be.
So.
But I am.
That being said, I would not go to IDE again. That was the UAVSA. I think the best conferences, my top three that I will continue to go to year after year. And the only reason that I didn't go to, what was the name of that conference in September? InterDrone. The only reason I didn't go to InterDrone was because I was in the Bahamas this year. And in fact, Drone U was represented hardcore InterDrone. So yeah. Not worried at all. But three conferences I go to, CES, NAB, InterDrone.
And that's interesting because my hunch is that CES and certainly NAB were not even on many people's radar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why those?
Okay. CES is a must go to because it's drones, but it's everything beyond drones. So you're seeing new technologies that are going to come out this year. They could be ancillary to drones, but also very useful. You get a great mm-hmm. idea of the year ahead, you know, what manufacturers are going to put out. You have an idea kind of the industry as a whole too. Like this year, a lot of the knockoff drone makers weren't there. It just proved what we've been talking about, that 2016 into 2017, we're going to see this huge jump. And then 2017, we're going to see kind of a tank where businesses either get acquired, they go into bankruptcy, or they just simply fail. So
sure.
I think we are seeing the beginning of that trend right now. It's just that market correction. This is normal.
It's very normal.
In Keynesian economics. And that being said, NAB is the go-to for drones because they have always been the powerhouse for drones. Back in the day when I was working for another university, I trained at NAB. I trained people from CNN, from ABC, Fox News. Like it's unbelievable the amount of people that I actually trained there. And that whole field trip thing has kind of dwindled off and kind of fallen off over the years. Something that was run by Manny, who I used to really like that guy. Keyword used to. But NAB is the National Association of Broadcasting. So it is the world's broadcasting conference. And when the media really controls a lot of our perception and the public's perception.
For sure. Too much so.
But they also are on the forefront of using drones for news. They're one of the people who have always been advocates for it. And I think that's very relevant. I think that's very easy to see in how they've been reporting on drones and how that's changed.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, NAB, it's actually where DJI has released many of their drones before. Unique release drones there before. NAB is really the powerhouse. It's my absolute favorite show to go to every year. But it's not drone focused. Again, it's bigger than drones, but they have the biggest drone section and the biggest drone area. In fact, their drone area is larger than most drone conferences.
Right. Okay. Which speaks to a lot of those other drone conferences. But all right, couple points. So SCIS News Conference and then NAB, those seem like they're geared more towards a pilot who's a little more advanced, who's been working for a while, who's maybe getting involved in the industry at a level more than just having their own business. So what about a relatively new pilot? Would you still suggest they go to those, or is there somewhere else you'd send them?
I think
them?
Relatively new pilots are if you're going to go to CES or NAB, you're going to be overwhelmed very quickly. And I'll be honest, the first year I went to both, I was too.
Yeah.
So, but now we go back because the show is so big, we go back as media to both, which is nice. I call it the power of purple because you've got this purple media badge and everyone gives you a camera. So, no, really, we came home from CES like 8 new cameras. So.
it's a nice gig if you can get it, for sure.
Yeah, totally. But that being said, for new people, I think InterDrone is a great conference. You're going to meet industry heads. You're going to meet people in this arena that care. But CES and NAB, the scope of those shows are so big, you're going to meet drone pilots from all over the world.
Yeah, which is a great and very important part of going to these conferences. But I tell you, going to something like CES would be hard for me because there's so much cool stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Drones, oh yeah, that's really cool. And obviously we dig those, but man, what about this car?
Okay.
Or what about this computer?
So Jason, who owns Nerds Limited, he would definitely nerd out on stuff like that, which
sure.
he did. He realized that if we were to go to every single booth at CES in the 4-day period that CES is open, we would have to spend 35 to 40 seconds at each booth.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's if we use the entire day.
And that's no fun.
No.
I mean, you want to dig into some of
no,
this
no,
stuff.
No. For me, I'm like, I want to go here. I went to the FLIR booth and they were trying to get me to interview some other guy for their FLIR duo. And I was like, no, I'm only going to interview John McBride. Like, it's John McBride. He works with us and he owns RMUS. Like, why would I talk to this non-drone guy? And they refused. So I just canceled the interview. So
they wouldn't let you interview John?
No. They were like, no, talk to this guy. He knows more. And I'm like, no. And then they like set up the interview. They got it all ready, but their music was way too loud in the background. So we couldn't get audio levels anyway. And it was just like, cancel, cancel.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. But the FLIR Duo is a really cool setup. It makes the Phantom 2 a totally relevant drone again, because it's one of the few drones that can carry that camera. So
which of these conferences that you like has just the most energy? Like NAB. You go and you're just pumped up because it's so cool to be there.
NAB.
Really?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's more of that too, because normally I get asked to film stuff. Like I've gotten many jobs out of NAB. I got that job in Pittsburgh where we made news out of NAB. I've flown all over the country thanks to that show. But that's a, you know, most people know that I do DroneU, but I also film myself, because I refuse to say that you can build a six-figure business unless I've done that myself with drones, and I have. So I really believe that we have to teach from experience. It can't just be like everyone else where they're like, oh yeah, you can do that, but I've never done it.
Right. But you can.
Yeah, but you can. Fact, and it's like, well, how can you teach from experience then? Yeah. Clown? Like, come on.
Easy, sorry. Paul. Settle down.
I'm a little fiery about that, you know.
Fiery. Holy shamoly.
So anyway.
If we were in Colorado, this would be a way different show.
Oh, yeah.
A little more mellow.
I don't know.
Hey, what about Puerto Rico? Is it legal in Puerto Rico?
No. I think you'll find a much more energetic Paul, though, because
I don't know if I can handle more.
I'm an oceanite. I like the ocean.
Yeah, but doesn't it calm you?
It does. Maybe I'll start the show with, hey guys, this is Paul from the Ask DroneU podcast. And I'm chilling hard on the beach.
Whatever. I like it. Anyways, thank you for the question, Eric. I hope that's helpful. Again, there's a ton of them out there. And in fact, even here at DroneU, we felt a lot of pressure in our kind of our early, I guess, months, whatever, to be at all these conferences so that we could report back to people. And we've really backtracked on that as far as feeling like we need to be at all these. There's too many of them.
They're overrated.
A couple of these big ones, we can go and really get a feel for what's happening in the industry. And you can do the same thing by narrowing it down. And I would imagine most people are only going to be able to go to one. So
yeah, but okay, so here's the last thing that I forgot to mention. DroneU and all these conferences, I believe all these conferences are fundamentally flawed. I'm not going to say how, because someone will take my idea and then do it themselves. And people have tried, but there are a few key indicators to success to make all of this work. But DroneU is going to have its own conference this year. And it's not really going to be a conference. Mm-mm. It's going to be like a fly-in, but there are going to be missions on the fly-in. So you can come fly with people, open fly, talk to whoever you want. But there's also going to be missions. And here's the little secret. So we'll see how many people have actually listened to this. We are going to have our DroneU Elite testing at that conference. So DroneU Elite is going to be the next wave of DroneU. It is going to be, this is how we are going to expand our in-person trainings across the country. We already have people lined up that we want to be DroneU Elite, but again, they can't be trainers unless they're able to do the training. So
yeah,
our conference it will be planned this year. It will be in the desert southwest so that we've got nice big open vistas so we can fly. And I would welcome, it's only going to be open to DroneU members, so I would welcome any of you who are interested to become a member. Check it out. It will be free to members. So at least I think so. I can't remember.
Still working out the details, yeah. But we want it to be a benefit to the members that are really active.
It may cost to do one of the missions, if I remember correctly, because we've got to build some stuff.
It's a lot of details work out.
Yeah.
For sure.
But long story short, it's happening this year. So I hope you guys are excited about that. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. So stay tuned for that. If you're a DroneU member, you'll hear about it in the DroneU group on Facebook, which is that private group. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.